listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
A healer in a way, you know, a lot of times as a paramedic now, I can lay hands on people and pray with them or pray for them even without their knowledge. Yeah. And ask my creator and you know my father to touch and heal them in the worst time of their life.
It's the clandestine operation.
In a lot of ways. We have a couple of paramedics that work with me, one of my coworkers. She's a believer as well and she prays with all of her patients, prays for and with all of her patients.
Have you ever led somebody to the Lord before, like, you know, there's an accident, you've airlifted them, or you're putting them in an ambulance, and have you led them to the Lord before they perished? Anything like that? Any miraculous encounters? Or
I don't have any experiences like that yet, but you know, I do know. Again, one of my coworkers, she has in her experience, you know, she runs volunteer in her neighborhood in West Virginia, and she's done that before. But I personally have not.
So you're incognito. That's kind of cool, you know. Yeah. So Now what do you do for a living?
I'm a paramedic supervisor and critical care paramedic for the health system in my home in West Virginia, in Winchester.
So do you still deal with humans that are hurting, or are you more administrative now?
So my job is a little bit more administrative now, but part of my job is to supplement and supervise the crews on my shift.
Now, you're 40 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
You have four children.
Yes.
Okay, so to me, you're a young guy, okay?
Sure.
But in the world of medicine, it's kind of like, you know, like pilots have to retire at 60 or 65. And, you know, how long can an eye surgeon be an eye surgeon when it comes time that he maybe has to retire his hands? Will you have a young retirement, or are you how late in life can you work being involved in saving the lives of others? Needing, you know, physical strength, obviously.
Well, that's a fantastic question. We have two paramedics that work for us on our daytime shifts that are both in their, you know, mid 50s to late to early 60s.
Okay.
So,
is there a requirement to say toodaloo at any time? I mean, you know.
I mean, at 70, I could be a paramedic. Yeah. So for us, you know, we're a private company. We're a hospital owned company. So we don't have a lot of requirements that jurisdictional departments do. For example, federal government, if you get on as a firefighter paramedic with a military base or something, they have a forced retirement at 57, right? So you can work, you know, up till you're 57, and then they retire you out.
Now you have 12 children. No, not 12 children. You have four children.
Four
from
children.
12 under.
12
now,
to
so
two,
you're
yes.
right in the middle of it right now. You're in the thick of being a dad.
Oh, yes.
And being a husband.
And yes.
Does your wife work, or is she a stay-at-home?
She's a stay-at-home mom primarily.
Education? Homeschooled, or do they go to?
So my two oldest go to Christian school. My 6-year-old goes to a local public school. He's in a dual education Spanish immersion program.
Cool.
And then
Spanish immersion. I'll let you hear more about that. But your number one job, according to the Bible, right now, is to be the priest of your household.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to be the breadwinner number one, which people make that mistake. Your number one job now is that 12-year-old and those other three children. So you have four children. How does that feel? I'm not a dad, so I find this, you know, I guess, you know, if God gives you children, it's the greatest gift he can possibly give you. But to shoulder that responsibility and then to have a full-time job besides involved in the saving of people's lives. That's a lot to, that's a burden.
It is. But being a dad is the greatest job I've ever had.
Why?
Because I get to teach my boys how to be men. You know, there's a lot of, you know, in today's world, there's a lot of men out there who aren't really men.
Yeah. I want you to define that too, because you're right. Well, like, it's embarrassing. I was saying just today when we were at a little Bible study the other day we met, that when you see an older guy that lacks humility and is arrogant, because you go, how do you get to be 60 and not realize joy comes from being in service of others?
Yeah.
And if you're devoid of that, no wonder you have a miserable look on your face.
Yeah.
People are miserable and don't know why, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, so teaching my boys to be men, to protect their sister, to, you know, look after mom and to look after their mom.
Giving dignity to others.
And you know, and be, you know, be respectful of their sister, of her time, of, you know, being respectful of their mother and of, you know, of their mother's time, you know, that is, by far the best job. It doesn't pay anything. It doesn't pay
well, yes,
anything.
It does,
but,
actually.
But
eternal reward. Yeah.
You know, it doesn't pay anything physically. Let me rephrase. It doesn't pay anything physically, but you know, the joy of watching my, you know, I'm so proud of my kids. You know, my 12-year-old has, you know, in the last, you know, 3 or 4 years has stood up to bullies. Has defended weaker kids in his class. Mm-hmm. and stood up to bullies. That, you know, that is the greatest thing, you know.
It's funny, I remember when I was a kid, I let certain kids, and I think about it now, it's really, you were just saying that. I remember Yudi Lobodin. He was this Russian kid, and he was abusing little Eddie Johnson. I mean, just like whatever we're doing to him. So I went down the hole and I just pushed Yudi Lobodin down.
Yeah.
I pushed him away.
Yeah.
And now I've never done that for myself. I've always cowered to bullies when I was a kid. And I was just thinking, wow, I did that when I was a kid. I forgot about that. And then he challenged me to a fight in front of the whole school. At which time, when he said, tomorrow we'll do it after school. So the whole school's around, the big circle. Hey, what's going on? He pulls off his pants. He's got short special pants on. I go, oh, my God, this guy thinks he's a batching. Now, he started to hit me. He hit me in the stomach. He hit me in the head. I could not hit Yudi Lobodin in the head. I couldn't, even though the whole school was there.
Yeah.
Which, if you think back, if God was looking and reading my heart, maybe he took a fondness of me there, because I couldn't hit him until the point where he got me in the scissors, squeezed my belly with his legs,
yeah,
and then made me upchuck a little in my mouth, and I had to say, I give, I give, I give. So I had to give up the fight in front of the whole school.
Yeah.
But I took that rather than hit Yudi Lobodin in the head.
Yeah.
And so it's great that you taught your son, because I've learned later in life, I guess I'm preaching right now, is that God says he has no joy in the timid soul. Now, you can apply that to many things. Your father wouldn't have prospered if he didn't take a chance of buying a radio station. Could have failed. People save up their money. Maybe they're, yeah, you know, delivering packages for the UPS, but they save enough money to open up a gas station.
Sure.
And then it can go out of business. But also they could prosper, and people like that become very wealthy and well-to-do. So, and then when it comes to also standing up to bullies, mm-hmm, I've noticed throughout life, like Pat Robertson from the 700 Club, mm-hmm, people don't know he was a boxer. I've run into multiple former boxers that became preachers. And I'm thinking, what is this thread that God likes men of courage? You yourself are a man of courage. You're a rifleman. You went to Iraq twice, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, so there, God would esteem you as a man of courage, and therefore you have favor with him, I would think.
Yeah.
And now here your son is standing up to bullies on the behalf of other kids.
Yeah. So I recognize too as a soldier, you know, we wrestle not with flesh and blood.
Principalities
and powers and of light and dark.
Well said that.
And you know, as part of that, you know, I'm also a spiritual soldier, right? So I recognize that in myself, and I want to bring my boys up in that as well.
Cool.
You know, I want to, you know, I want to bring my daughter up in that as well. And, you know, there's something to be said about, you know, a strong, independent woman who can also biblically submit to, the authority of
a tender and gentle spirit in a woman is of great value in the eyes of God. Many times in the Bible tells men to love women. It doesn't ever say for women to love men. It tells women to respect, because we want respect. They want love. They have no problem loving. It doesn't, right. Just they're givers.
Right.
You know, you're a guy who works in medicine. I mean, people generally, you know, like nurses have the gift of mercy. So women are naturally loving and nurturers.
Right.
They don't need to be told to love. They are love incarnate. But we need to be men of authority, but we need to be, God, we need to be loved by God.
Yep, we need that direction. Yep.
And to give dignity. The whole world would be a lot better if we taught a lot of people dignity, don't you think?
Very much so.
Yeah. Wow. You know, if everybody would dignify everybody else and just say, look, leave that person alone. Just keep your side of the street clean. When you can do that, you know, that'll be pleasing to the Lord. And let other people fall. Let them do things wrong. Let them do what they're doing. They're not your inheritance. They're God's inheritance.
Sometimes failure is the best teacher.
Yeah. And the Lord says, do not lord it over God's inheritance. It's in the Bible. You know, people, that's why you get, you know, the church too. You got to watch out. People that want to be controlling. No, Pastor. No. We might teach.
Yeah.
But don't lord it over me, because you're not my Lord, as it says in the scriptures. David said, blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. Cursed is the man that maketh man his trust.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Been walking for a while, my feet are getting tired, my heart's a little heavy, but you keep me going. Been walking for a while, mile after mile, my soul's a little weary, but you keep me going. You keep me going.